Hey guys, welcome to the Pod Bites podcast, where we take big ideas and condense them into small bites of wisdom that you can apply to your day immediately. Today, I'm going to read you a column by American humorist Irma Bombeck. She is the author of 15 best-selling novels and gained popularity through a housewife column that she wrote from 1954 to 1964. At the end of her life, she desperately needed an organ transplant, and though she was given the opportunity to jump to the head of the list due to her notoriety, she declined the offer and ultimately passed away from organ failure while waiting for the transplant. Here's what she had to say about her life. Someone asked me the other day, if I had my life to live over, would I change anything? My answer was no, but then I thought about it and changed my mind. I would have talked less and listened more. I would have invited friends over to dinner, even if the carpet was stained or the sofa was faded. I would have eaten the popcorn in the good living room and worried much less about the dirt when someone wanted to light a fire in the fireplace. I would have taken time to listen to my grandfather ramble about his youth. I would never have insisted the car windows be rolled up on a summer day because my hair had just been teased and sprayed. I would have burned the pink candle, sculpted like a rose, before it melted in storage. I would have sat on the lawn with my children and not worried about grass stains. I would have cried and laughed less while watching television and more while watching life. I would have shared more of the responsibility carried by my husband. I would have gone to bed when I was sick, instead of pretending the earth would go into a holding pattern if I weren't there for the day. I would never have bought anything just because it was practical, wouldn't show soil, or was guaranteed to last a lifetime. Instead of wishing away 9 months of pregnancy, I'd have cherished every moment and realized that the wonderment growing inside me was the only chance in life to assist God in a miracle. When my kids kissed me impetuously, I would never have said later, "Now go wash up for dinner." There would have been more I love yous, more I'm sorry's, but mostly, given another shot at life, I would seize every minute, look at it and really see it, live it, and never give it back. Stop sweating the small stuff. Don't worry about who doesn't like you, who has more, or who's doing what. Instead, let's cherish the relationships we have with those who do love us. Let's think about what God has blessed us with. Mentally, physically, emotionally, as well as spiritually. Life is too short to let it pass you by. We only have one shot at this, and then it's gone. I hope you all have a blessed day. Even though this was written in the mid-90s, it still applies today. Take some time and consider what's really important in your life and what's just for show. Let's seize every minute of our lives here on earth and strive to never give a moment back to regret or shame or guilt. Use this episode as a reminder when you lose sight of what's really important here and now. Thanks for tuning in. I'll talk with you next time.